天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。对于刚刚信主的朋友们，你是不是一直感到心中一团火热，想要为神传福音，拯救丧失的灵魂呢？或者你已经带领了不少人信主而感到沾沾自喜呢？但是小心哦，这时候神在看，而我们的仇敌也在一旁蠢蠢欲动。在这个时候，不要忘记祷告我们天上的父，让我们有智慧可以看清楚，能够不至于跌倒。那今天我们的信息就是关于如何祷告，那就让我们一起来听一听吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome once again to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，再一次欢迎你收听我们的节目。
We are so glad that you're joining us for this series of messages from the book of Joshua.
我们很高兴你能跟我们一起学习《约书亚记》里的一系列信息。
In this series, we are learning how to follow the call of God in our lives.
在这个系列里，我们要学习如何跟随神对我们生命的呼召。
And that sometimes causes us to ask the question, "You want me to do what?"
这也使得我们有时想要问这个问题：你让我做什么？
Let's quickly review the answers that we have learned so far.
让我们很快的来温习一下到目前为止我们学过的答案。
Answer number one.
第一个答案是
Step up to God's call in your life.
起来，回应神对你生命的呼召。
Answer number two.
第二个答案
is going into the enemy's territories to share Christ.
深入敌人的后方去分享基督。
Answer number three.
第三个答案
is to cross the river of impossibility in your life with God's supernatural help.
靠着神超自然的大能，帮助我们度过生命中的艰难大河。
Answer number four is yielding to God's plan.
第四个答案就是降服在神的计划下。
Answer number five is to stay with God's program by completely trusting Him.
第五个答案是全心全意信靠神，谨守神的方案。
Answer number six is to learn from your mistakes.
第六个答案是从自己的错误中学习。
And today we will discover answer number seven, which is know how to pray.
今天我们要找出第七个答案，也就是懂得如何祷告。
We will discover that had Joshua prayed for discernment, he and his people would not have been deceived by the Gibeonites.
我们发现，如果约书亚祷告求神赐给他分辨的智慧，那么他和百姓就不会被基遍人欺骗。
And to get ready for answer number seven, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 9.
请你翻到圣经的约书亚记第九章，让我们一起来看第七个答案。
For today we will see the seventh answer to the question to God.You want me to do what?
我们今天要看你让我做什么这个问题的第七个答案。
And the answer is, know how to pray for discernment.
答案就是懂得祈求分辨的智慧。
Had Joshua and the other leaders prayed for discernment and wisdom?
如果约书亚和其他的领袖曾经为分辨的智慧来祈求神，
Had they asked God for insight?
如果他们求神赐给他们洞察力，
Had they gone to God for direction?
如果他们求神指示方向，
They would not have been deceived by the Gibeonites.
他们就不会上基遍人的当。
Let me tell you the story now.
现在我就要讲这个故事给你听。
The people of God had just renewed their covenant with God at Mount Ebal.
神的百姓刚在以巴路山那里与神重新立约。
And they were returning to their camp in Gilgal.
之后他们回到吉甲的营地。
They had been celebrating their victory over the city of Ai.
他们在那里庆贺打败爱城。
They were spiritually high on the victory.
他们因着得胜而灵性亢奋。
My listening friend, I want to give you a warning.
我亲爱的朋友，在这里我要提出一个警告。
Always watch out for the times immediately after spiritual victory and great blessing.
每当在属灵方面得胜，或得到了一个很大的福气之后，要特别提高警觉。
Those are Satan's opportune times for deceptive attack.
这时撒旦最喜欢用谎言来攻击我们。
Whenever you think that you have achieved great success, watch out.
每当你认为自己获得了很大的成功时，要小心。
That is the time when you are most vulnerable to Satan's attack.
这是你最脆弱、最容易被撒旦攻击的时候。
So the people of God celebrated their victory.
好，神的百姓在这里大肆庆祝他们的胜利。
They rededicated themselves to God.
他们重新把自己奉献给神。
They rededicated themselves to be the people of God.
他们重新确认自己是属神的百姓。
And when you commit yourself to doing God's work and witnessing for Christ,
当你把自己委身给神，从事神的工作，为基督做见证。
Do not be surprised at the opposition and the deceptions that you will face.
不要惊讶，你立刻就会面临反对和欺骗。
The Bible said that when Jesus began his messianic ministry of healing, preaching, and casting out demons.
圣经记载，当耶稣开始他弥赛亚的工作，就是医病、讲道和赶鬼。
There were three groups of people who normally are at war with each other, yet they got united against him.
那时有三种人本来是互相敌视、彼此攻击的，却联合起来对付耶稣。
The Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians.
就是法利赛人。撒都该人和西律党。
When you become serious about exercising your Christian ministry,
当你很认真地从事基督教的工作。
When you become serious about claiming your environment for Christ,
当你很认真地来为基督赢得你身边的人群。
When you become serious about being a missionary in your mission field where you are,
当你很认真地成为你所在的场所的传教士。
That is the time when plots against you will begin to take place.
那时就会出现一些阴谋来对付你。
This is the time when Satan will work overtime to cause you to stumble.
这时候撒旦会加紧工作来绊倒你。
This is the time when others will try to discourage you.
这时候别人会打击你，使你灰心。
And that is why you must know how to pray against deception and deceivers.
因此你必须懂得如何祷告，以防上当受骗。
In the book of Joshua, we learn that the neighboring Gibeonites grew fearful of God's people.
在耶稣亚记里，我们看见附近的基遍人很惧怕神的子民。
They had heard of Joshua's great victories, and they knew they could not defeat him through warfare.
他们听说了约书亚伟大的胜利，他们知道自己打不过他。
So the Gibeonites tried to scheme against God's people.
因此，基遍人设下计谋，欺骗神的百姓。
They disguised themselves as travelers from distant land.
他们假扮从远方长途跋涉而来。
They wore dirty and worn out clothes and sandals.
他们穿着污秽破烂的旧衣服鞋子。
And they carried moldy bread and patched wine skins.
他们带着发霉的饼和破裂缝补的旧啤酒袋。
They pretended to be peaceful travelers seeking a covenant with God's people.
他们假装和平的使者来跟神的子民缔结合约。
They said to Joshua and his people, "We have come a long way. Make covenant with us."
他们对约书亚和百姓说，我们是从远方来的，现在求你与我们立约。
Some of you, my listening friends, may be probably asking, why did they have to go to all this trouble of creating this elaborate scheme?
有些朋友可能会问，这些人干嘛大费周章，假造事实来瞒骗呢？
Because the Gibeonites knew the Bible.
因为这些基遍人是懂圣经的。
They knew that Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 10 through 15 instructed the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites.
他们知道在生命记二十章十到十五节那里，神指示以色列人要消灭迦南地的人。
But they are to make covenant with people from distant cities.
但对于远方的人，就可以跟他们订立和平盟约。
My listening friends, the people who are the most deceptive are those who can quote the Bible as well as you can.
亲爱的朋友，请留心，有些人像你一样很会引用圣经的经文，但也是最容易蒙骗你的。
At that point, had Joshua and the leaders had gone to God for help when the Gibeonites appeared,
当基遍人出现的那一刻，如果约书亚和其他领袖懂得去寻求神的帮助，
If Joshua and God's people had sought God's counsel, wisdom, and discernment,
如果约书亚和神的百姓知道向神求智慧、引导和辨别的能力，
then God would have shown His people that these visitors were deceivers.
那么神就会为他的百姓指出，这些远客其实都是骗子。
Let me give you an illustration of how deception can work.
让我举例说明一个谎言是如何得逞的。
There's a story that is told about a well-known British art critic.
有一个故事说到英国一位著名的艺术评鉴家。
He one day took his daughter to the beach.
有一天他带女儿到海滩去。
But he was unable to persuade her to join him in the chilly water of the English coast.
但无论如何，他都说服不了女儿跟他下水，也就是冰冷的英国海水。
So the father built a fire.
因此，父亲生了一堆火。
And heated a kettle of water.
煮热一小桶水。
And with great flair, he poured the steaming water into the ocean.
接着，用一个夸张的动作，把烧开的水倒进大海里。
At that point, the little girl ran gleefully into the water without any hesitation.
这样，小女孩就高高兴兴，毫不犹豫地跳进了水里。
Now, the father's trick may have been harmless, but that's how we often are deceived by others.
这父亲的小把戏似乎无伤大雅，但往往我们就是如此上当的。
The deceivers mix a small amount of truth into an ocean of falsehood, and people wade into it.
欺骗者往往把一点点真理和在谎言的大海里，人们就不知不觉地下水了。
They are not suspecting that they have been lured away from their mission of being ambassadors for Jesus Christ.
他们毫无警觉，就这样被诱惑离开了侍奉的岗位。不再做耶稣基督的使者。
Now, my listening friends, Joshua had his suspicion about the Gibeonites.
其实，我亲爱的朋友，原先约书亚对这些基遍人是有所怀疑的。
But by not asking the Lord for discernment and wisdom, he did not follow correctly on his suspicions.
但他没有向神求辨别力和智慧，也就没有继续追究下去。
The book of James chapter 4 says,
雅各书第四章里说，
You have not because you ask not.
你们得不着是因为你们不求。
In James chapter 1 verse 5,
雅各书一章五节那里说，
If you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求神，主就必赐给他。
My friend, I can tell you about the many times that I have failed to ask for discernment and wisdom and made mistakes in my life.
我的朋友，我可以告诉你，在我一生中，不知道有多少次忽略了向神求辨别力和智慧，结果犯下了错误。
The greatest danger for a child of God is summarized in the following words.
神的儿女最危险的时候可以用以下几句话概括。
I can handle this.
我会处理这件事。
I can handle this drink.
一杯酒，我没问题。
I can handle this wrong relationship.
我会处理这段不正常的关系。
I can handle this shady business deal.
这笔不大正当的生意就让我来摆平吧。
I can handle this close friendship with ungodly.
我懂得怎样跟不信神的朋友交往。
Listen to what F.B. Meyer once said.
F.B. Meyer 曾经说过，
Christians are tempted more by the wiles of Satan than by his open assault.
撒旦更喜欢用诡计来诱惑基督徒，而不是正面的攻击。
More by the deceitfulness of sin than by its declared war.
他诡诈地欺哄我们去犯罪，而不是正面向我们宣战。
Only prayer will keep you alert to the subtle deception of sin and Satan.
只有通过祷告，我们才会提高警觉，看穿撒旦诱骗我们去犯罪的诡计。
Only prayer will give you discernment against flattering words.
只有通过祷告，我们才会分辨那些甜言蜜语。
Only prayer will guard you against the scheming of the ungodly.
只有通过祷告，我们才会防备敌对神的人所设的阴谋。
And that is why Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, deliver us from the evil one.
因此，耶稣教导我们这样祷告：我们在天上的父。救我们脱离凶恶。
When you embark on following God's plan for your life,
当你的生命展开了跟随神的计划。
When you embark on living for Christ,
当你开始为基督而活。
When you embark on being an ambassador for Christ,
当你踏上基督使者的征途。
You must lean on God's wisdom and the power in prayer.
你必须依赖神的智慧和祷告的能力。
Otherwise, you will risk many failures.
不然，你可能落入多次失败中。
When you enter into a business relationship or a marriage or a ministry,
当你展开一个事业，建立你的婚姻，或是开始侍奉神，
you must consult your heavenly Father.
你必须咨询你的天父。
Otherwise, you will risk being deceived by the enemy.
不然你可能陷入敌人的诡计中。
And I want to end this message today by sharing with you how to deal with the aftermath of deception.
今天信息结束之前，我想跟你谈谈，受骗之后该如何善后呢？
After God's people discovered the enemy had deceived them, they wanted revenge.
当神的百姓发现上了敌人的当，他们要报复。
The people felt that because the peace covenant was created under deception, the enemy did not deserve to live.
百姓认为他们是在骗局中订的合约，因此绝不能放过这些敌人。
But the leaders acted with integrity and kept their word to the Gibeonites that they would live in peace.
但领袖为了维持道义，信守了他们跟基遍人的和平之约，不消灭他们。
Even though the leaders of God's people were humiliated,
即使这些领袖受到羞辱，
they did not want to bring disgrace upon God and his people by breaking the peace covenant.
他们也不愿意破坏合约，免得神的名和百姓蒙羞。
Of course, that does not mean that the enemy was not punished for their deception.
当然这些敌人也逃不了欺骗之罪的惩罚。
But the covenant was not broken.
但合约是守住了。
Joshua and the leaders knew their testimony was more important than revenge.
约书亚和领袖们都明白，见证比复仇重要得多。
The Bible teaches us that after sin and failure, repentance must take place.
圣经教导我们，在犯罪和失败之后，必须要悔改。
After sin and failure take place, acceptance of the consequences of sin is a greater testimony than words.
犯罪和失败之后勇于承担后果，这个见证比口说的见证更强而有力。
Someone may be listening today who had fallen into sin as a result of another person's deception.
在我们的听众当中，可能也有些人因为受骗而犯罪。
There may be someone who's listening today who may be suffering gravely as a result of past failure.
在我们的听众当中，可能也有些人因为过去的失败，一直活在悔恨的痛苦中。
My listening friend, I want to tell you, it does not honor God for you to stay in your failure or become bitter toward the deceiver.
我亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你，你活在失败的阴影下，对欺骗你的人满怀苦毒，这样一点都不荣耀神。
It does not honor God for you to live in regret or give up your passion for Christ.
你一直活在悔恨的痛苦中，放弃了对基督的热爱，这样一点都不荣耀神。
When you ask God for forgiveness, you will persevere.
只有当你求神赦免，你才能坚持下去。
God can bring triumph out of tragedy.
神可以使我们从悲剧中反败为胜。
God can bring joy out of sorrow.
神可以使我们从哀伤中转悲为喜。
God can bring hope out of despair.
神可以使我们从绝望中重燃希望。
God can bring light out of darkness.
神可以使我们从黑暗中转入光明。
And God can bring gladness out of sadness.
神可以化我们的忧伤为喜乐。
I pray that you will always seek discernment and wisdom from God so that you may conquer deception.
我为你祈求，使你不断地寻求从神来的智慧和辨别力，使你能战胜谎言。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神厚厚的赐恩给你，下次节目再会。
非常感谢您的收听。前几天刚好我在读经的时候看到耶稣受难之前，彼得信誓旦旦地对耶稣说，主啊，我愿意为你舍命。但是结果呢，别说是舍命了，就连承认自己是耶稣的门徒都不敢。有一句话说得好，当我们觉得自己会跌倒的时候，已经在跌倒了。是啊，这么说来，我们真是随时随刻都要警醒，不光是在困难的时候，更是在得胜的时候，要时常提防撒旦在我们背后的攻击。我们经常向神祈求，祈求我们有一颗敏锐的灵，时刻警醒，知道主再来的日子。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
在纯真笑容里，手操着奇妙，彰显天父的荣耀。深深的相信你是独特的唯一，因为有你，祝福之门开启。 是陪伴不放手，让我们一起去爱，像天使心。
去爱，像天使心。